Well, the objective of the day is, on one hand, to remember the 1.2 million people who died in the last year from road traffic crashes around the world, which is really an astonishingly high number, as well as the 50 million people who got severely injured, and also to call for action to address this issue. The day is observed every year, and this year's theme is remembering or learning from the past to really draw attention to the fact that we know what needs to be done, and it's a question of really taking action, implementing our knowledge.
What does need to be done to reduce traffic accidents?
Well, the first thing is really political will. We need decision at the highest level of government to do something about it. And that's what we've learned from other countries, is that those who really take the decision at the level of the president and the prime minister can reduce, sometimes even dramatically, the number of deaths and injuries by 50, 60, 70%. And then it's implementing a number of well-known interventions, such as, you know, working on drink driving, speeding, motorcycle helmets and seatbelt wearing, legislation and enforcement. If we start acting on those four key risk factors, a lot can be changed.
Is there any particular country that's done very well that you can think of in reducing road traffic accidents?
Yeah, there are many well-known countries such as the Scandinavian countries, the Netherlands, the UK, Australia, or New Zealand, who have, over the last 3-4 decades, really made fantastic progress in reducing their deaths and injury to a level that Sweden has been talking about Vision Zero, which is really zero deaths from road traffic crashes in their country. But then, even in lower and middle-income countries, there are some very interesting examples. Some places in Turkey, for example, we've seen seatbelt wearing going up dramatically after the governor of Afyon took the decision to take action and request everybody to do so. In Vietnam, helmet wearing for motorcyclists went up from 20-30% to 95% with the new legislation and enforcement. In Brazil, with the Lei Seca, the lei attacking drinking and driving, a lot of progress has been made too. So it's not only in the high-income countries, those with less resources, but who have really taken the political decision to attack it, have managed to make progress.
Tell me about the decade of action for road safety from 2011 to 2020.
The United Nations General Assembly declared the decade of action for road safety 2011-2020, and it was launched on the 11th of May, 2011, all around the world, with really fantastic events with heads of state, prime ministers committing to do more. And since then, we've seen quite a bit of action. We've seen at the global level efforts to start programs to test the quality of cars and give them a star rating from 0 to 5. It's called the global NCAP. We've seen organizations starting to look more at the quality of the infrastructure, the roads, and give ratings to roads so that we know where efforts are needed. And we've seen a lot of countries also taking action to improve legislation on drink driving, seatbelts, motorcycle helmets and speeding, and enforcing that legislation more. And finally, we've seen efforts also in trauma care to improve the responses to the needs of victims after a crash. This is all based on a global plan, which was developed by the World Health Organization with a number of partners, governments and UN agencies and civil society groups 2 years ago, and is now kind of the framework for action in this decade of action.